Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we will read a page from the Qaida. The Qaida that we will be using is called Easy Quran Reading. And inshallah, you can find part one on the internet. You can order through different companies, including Al Huda Bookstore. And if you're in the US, we will provide you with a contact number that if you were to call this number, inshallah, then we can ship it directly to you. But it is important that you get a copy of this book so that you can follow through with all the exercises. For those who do not have the book yet, I will give you the words, so at least in your notebook, you can make a page with the number that we will be using, so that you have all the words and you can practice at home, inshallah. So we will start with page number 11, and you can write that in your notebook, page 11. In this page, we will have alif fatha, a, ba fatha, ba, ta fatha, ta, and sa fatha, sa. We will be practicing words with these letters in them. So go ahead, open up your notebook and please make four columns. In the first column on the right, we can write alif fatha a. And in the next three columns, we will have three different examples. The first example will be alif fatha a, kha fatha kha, zal fatha za. And we will learn how to say this word together. A, kha, za. Say with me. A, kha, za. A, kha, za. When I say kha, just leave the back part of your tongue upwards, kha, and for the, place the tip of the tongue under your front teeth very lightly, the. This word I want you to memorize with the tone of the voice that I will be giving you. It's very, very important that we get this concept right in the very beginning. When you have a three-letter word, especially if this three-letter word is a verb, okay, then we try to use a special rhythm. We want to emphasize the first letter more than we do the others. A, ha, ve. Together we will say a, ha, ve. Repeat after me. A, ha, ve. I want you to use the same tone of voice. Akhadha. See, I'm pushing at the hamza or the alif fatha more than I do with the others. I don't say akhadha like that. Akhadha. Repeat. Akhadha. 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 It would be wrong if I said akhadha, because what would happen is I would emphasize the middle sound more. Akha, see? Akhadha. Or akhadha. And I'm stretching the last sound too long. So it has to be same amount of time for all the three letters, with the first letter being pushed more. Akhadha. 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 Now, I want you to write the second example. Sin fatha sa, alif fatha a, lam fatha la. Separately, if I say it, it would be sa, a, la, But together, I'm going to push the first sound more. Sa'a. Say after me. Sa'a. Sa'a. Sa'ala. 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 The wrong way to say this would be, for example, sa'ala, where I'm pushing the middle sound more, sa'a. See, my tone of voice is going upwards, so I don't want to do that. I want to say sa'a, sa'ala, sa'ala. And I also don't want to stretch my last sound. The la should not become la. Sa'ala. Repeat. Sa'ala. 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 In the fourth column, I want you to write the words dal fatha, da ra fatha ra, alif fatha a. Together, dara'a. Repeat, dara'a, 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 dara'a. Now I want you to say the whole line again. Repeat after me. Akhadha. 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 Sa'ala. 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 Dara'a. 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 Now let's go to the second line and we will have examples with the letter ba. Ba with a fatha makes the sound ba. 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 It will be wrong if I say ba. If I say ba and I say ba, ba, then I can see the difference in the position of my tongue. I want you to say these two sounds repeatedly, so, and you can close your eyes and say these two sounds because I want you to feel how your tongue is moving up and down. Ba, ba. Ba, ba. Ba, ba. So, ba is the wrong sound. We don't want to make this sound. When I say ba, I'm lowering the back of my tongue more. Ba. I need this sound to be the correct sound. Ba. Repeat after me. Ba. So, the first example with the letter ba is ba, ba fatha ba, seen fatha sa, and ta fatha ta. Ba sa ta, ba sa ta, ba sa ta, ba sa ta. So here again I'm reminding you, emphasize the ba more than the other letter, basa. Repeat, basa, basa. I want you to use the same tone of voice, basa, basa po, basa po, basa po. The next word, عين فتحة ع، ب فتحة ب، دال فتحة د. عبد 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 عبد. So how can we say it that it will be incorrect? Is if I pushed the ba, the middle sound, more. If I said abada, you hear the difference? Abada, I'm pushing the ba more. Aba, no, I don't want to do that. Aba, abada, 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 abada. عبادة. The next word is كاف فتحة ك تا فتحة ت با فتحة ب. Together كتب 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 كتب. So the wrong way to say would be if I pushed the middle part كتب, that would not be right. Or if I said كتب and then I pushed the ب upwards, ba kataba, no, that's not right either. So the right way would be to emphasize only ka, kataba kataba kataba. Okay, so that's it for today for the practice words. So I would like you to practice these words, write it down in your notebook, and inshallah use this concept so that when you see three letter words, you know what is the formula for using the tone of the voice. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.